Yellow.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Breast.
Okay. What do you call a small flat-bottomed thing with oars that you'd use on a lake? If you want to get from one side of the lake to the other, you get in one of these things and row across.
Paddle boat.
Okay. Are there different kinds of boats that are used on lakes?
Motor boats and paddle boats.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Around her neck. Pretty set of beads around her neck.
Uh-huh. Would you call them a pair of beads, a strand of beads, a string of beads?
Call them string of beads up here.
Okay. Okay. If two men have a fight and one of them defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
The other one.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down?
You might say he was down on his
knees.
Okay.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a
stingy person.
Okay.
Do you have any other words for that? Like tightwad or skinflint or anything like that? Or you just call him stingy?
You've been in the library hiding.
Okay, let's see.
Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes that are in bad taste. You might say, he really looks what?
See how?
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes that are in bad taste. You might say that person really looks
bad.
Okay. Would you ever say dutchy or slouchy or tacky or sleepy or sloppy?
Very sloppy.
Okay. And suppose this was a woman instead of a man. Would you use the same word? Okay. What do you call it when a person is wearing his best clothes? You might say he's really what?
Dressed nice.
Okay.
How would you, let's see, what would you say about an old person that's very lively and gets around very well?
You might say he's certainly what for his age?
Very lively to be old man.
Okay. You'd say that a lazy, unambitious person is what?
Sorry.
Okay.
Hello. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Yellowhammer makes one, paperwood makes one.
Okay. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Top of grass.
Okay. What do you call it when a, well, let's see, if a person had to go around a field, he could either walk, let's say there's a fence around the field, and he could either walk all the way around it, or else he could climb over the fence and go from one corner of the fence, one corner of the field to the other, like that. Now, if he chose to climb over the fence and go from one corner of it to the other, what would you call that? He went how across the field?
A dog?
No. Now, this is a person who wants to get... Is it, you want to talk to these people?